If you want to grow up and be Bill Gates or Steve Jobs, maybe it would be better to just buy a lottery ticket.
Oh, man. We've been, I think we've been up officially 28 hours by now working on this business plan. We haven't slept.
MIT student Theodora Kulius is betting that hard work, not a lottery ticket, gets her the chance to turn a big idea into a disruptive business that changes things for good. Educators estimate that nearly a quarter of college students want to be entrepreneurs, and colleges across the country are racing to meet the ever-increasing demand for some kind of formal training, with more than 5,000 courses offered at some 2,600 colleges and universities. Theodora's big idea, a gadget helper.
So basically, we're creating a brand that really focuses on fashion technology, and one of our first products is a handbag that can charge your devices for up to 2 weeks without ever needing to plug it in or without ever needing to use cables.
Sounds useful enough, but is this idea big enough? It will certainly be tested in a classroom environment that WGBH higher education reporter Kirk Carapezza has been investigating. It's the classroom experience invented by Professor Bill Ouellette, managing director of the Martin Trust Center for MIT Entrepreneurship. Ouellette told Kurt Carapezza how finding big ideas goes way beyond simply making something better.
People put together the concept of technology and innovation and entrepreneurship, and those things are three different things. They overlap with each other, but they're not all the same thing. And I think we need to define our terms. That's very important here. So what she's looking at does involve technology. It's enabled by technology, but it's an innovation that will allow them to sell their product on a global market.
And so, okay, the idea that your purse also charges your device, that's the technological piece. But there's something about being able to market that and being able to message that object so that everyone wants one that really gets to the heart of this entrepreneurship piece.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's not so much that the technology that makes it unique. It's their ability to focus on a specific customer and meet their needs in an extraordinarily beneficial way. Kind of like if you look at the Apple products, it's not that the technology is new. It's just the way that they focused on a customer and really met their needs in a very easy way for the customer and a very valuable way for them. And that's really the process of entrepreneurship. It's not about coming up with new technology. It's about taking existing ideas and technology and making it so that it applies to a certain customer so that they'll pay for it and they get more value out of it than what they pay for it. So they're very happy in the end of the day and they'll continue to buy more and more of it.
All right. So Kirk Carapezza, higher education reporter for WGBH, how do you evaluate this?
I see real value in entrepreneurship teaching and training. In fact, I think most of us need it in some form. And even the skeptics I've spoken with have said that most of us need entrepreneurship education. And we spoke with the Kauffman Foundation, which estimates there are more than 5,000 courses now at 2,600 colleges. And I spoke with Dane Stangler with the Kauffman Foundation. And he said these courses haven't had any effect on the rate of business creation, which has actually gone down over the past 20 years.
It's possible they've kept the rate from falling further, but it certainly hasn't raised the overall rate of entrepreneurship.
Dane Stangler over there at the Kauffman Foundation is pretty skeptical of this idea that you can come up with a pedagogy to teach entrepreneurship. What's your response to that, Bill?
Well, first of all, we love the Kauffman Foundation and Dane Stangler and what they're doing. And we wrote a paper with them that said there are two types of entrepreneurship. You have to separate them out. It's like saying, you know, is basketball doing well? You can't just say, is all of sports doing well? In entrepreneurship, there are two types of entrepreneurship. There's SME entrepreneurship, which is small, medium enterprise entrepreneurship, which makes small companies and they basically stay small. These are kind of pizza parlors, nail salons, you know, a local business that's small and will stay small. On the other hand, there's innovation-driven enterprise entrepreneurship, or what we call IDE entrepreneurship. And these are high-growth companies that are looking to address global markets. And this is what we teach at MIT, and we're very confident that this can be taught. I think the problem is that Dane's pointing out is that while demand is surging, that the supply of high-quality entrepreneurship education is not meeting that demand. And entrepreneurship has not been taken seriously, and there's not a huge body of work out there on it. It has been more kind of a black art. You know, Steve Jobs, Larry Ellison, you know, all these
entrepreneurs. They're magic people anointed by aliens in a ancient visitation upon Earth, that sort of thing. You know, it's interesting, Bill, what you're saying is it sounds like education for entrepreneurship hasn't advanced much beyond the here are the 10 things you need to do to go into business for yourself, which are probably the same if you're starting a computer company or opening a pizza parlor. It's getting that disruptive idea that can scale up and really attract a lot of attention. That's where you want to live.
Exactly. Entrepreneurship education has been dominated by storytelling. It has not been taken as a rigorous profession that we should be looking at data and understanding it and teaching it. It's prone to let's tell a story, let's have a guest speaker series, and take away kind of simple lessons away from a cliche.
All right, so Kirk Carapezza, do you think Bill is talking about something that could actually become a degree program that is headed in that direction? Or is he, to use his own basketball analogy, is he basically just trying to teach smart MIT grads three-point shots?
I want to be clear that no one's questioning the importance of a college degree or certain college credits, but I think more and more people are asking, is it really worth it right now? And we're seeing a greater focus on outcomes and holding institutions accountable. And if we're producing more entrepreneurship courses, and they're not all as hands-on as the courses that are being offered at MIT or at Babson College here in the Boston area or Olin College out in Needham, which is an engineering and business school, which actually requires entrepreneurship teaching, then we need to really hone in and figure out what works and what's most effective, because the cost of college continues to skyrocket and families facing, you know, mounting debt are asking serious questions, not about the importance of a college degree, but the value and quality of that degree.
Do you have a problem with those kinds of outcome measurements for your program, Bill Ouellette?
No. There are going to be majors and minors in entrepreneurship. It is a simple fact that the students are demanding that now. And the question isn't whether they're going to be there. The question is whether we're going to do a credible job and have metrics where we can measure them to be successful. We've seen an explosion in the demand for entrepreneurship, not only at MIT, but as I travel around the world in Quebec now, not known as an entrepreneurial hotbed. Over 25% of the young people now there want to be entrepreneurs. I was just down at Georgia Tech. 33% of the students there want to be entrepreneurs. At Yale University, 20%. And when I graduated from Harvard in 1980, we didn't even know what the word entrepreneurship was. We wanted to go work at a big company or be a lawyer or a doctor. And that has fundamentally changed. And the higher education needs to redesign itself to address this issue.
Bill Ouellette is managing director of the Martin Trust Center for MIT's entrepreneurship program. Bill Ouellette, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Kirk Carapezza is a higher education reporter for our partner, WGBH Radio. Thanks.
Thank you, John.